Webster?
Yes, I feel there's nothing with eating these concoctions and drinking them, having garlic and lemons, because garlic and lemon, they have certain properties that are within them. There are certain nutritional properties that I remember. However, there hasn't been any scientific breakthrough or any scientific record to show that that kind of concoction can cure COVID-19. So in as much as we people would like to drink those, in as much as we'd like to take those, but then we should not take them to the certainty that they can cure COVID-19 and sideline all the guidelines that have been talked about and sideline all the preventative measures that have been talked about. I think I talked about the immune system. Mm-hmm. And lemons actually have vitamin C, which is actually good for the immune system. However, just if you eat my lemon or jama lemon, that does not mean good.
You have to be vigilant and stay alert. At this point, let's go to the calls. Timon Zawat, my listeners. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show.
Morning, Wumba. Welcome to Health.
Thank you very much. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
My name is Godfrey, and I'm calling from Arad.
Godfrey, thank you. Please, your contribution.
My contribution is like corona is your immune system is the best way to cure jirwere. And that's why we chona kumusha the mana musiye gama avu and things like that, because our research immune system yake ukazvisa. Right, zvimwe zvinhu ka zvatinotora for granted. I Look at what happened to America. 88% of one of them are ventilator. They're dying. So I think that the ventilator can be hospital. It's not the best way. Immune system, not got the immune system, but it's careful.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Godfrey. Mangamagwita faint there. Timbo inda kuma WhatsApp messages. Hans from Howard. My name is Ability. How does hot water kill COVID-19? Mubate question yo. How does hot water kill COVID-19? Hansi, I'm a youth advocate with Elite Movement. We run social media awareness on the importance of fruits and vegetables in young teenagers. We've also run awareness on the importance of a good and healthy diet as a teenager. Thank you so much, Youth with Elite Movement. Anzi, all the way from Mwenezi, I'm loving your nutrition show. Please keep it up. To keep physically active during this lockdown, I am doing 200 skips using my homemade skipping rod every morning. Thank you very much for that message. Please sign off with your name so that is Yogutukuta Oranani. Love Mochimuka from Stone Ridge Park, Phase 1, Tiripo, Pachirongwa. Thank you very much. And Tad Pabreside, Baba Momo Shumba, Tinotenda Shkuru, Tinswe, Webster, what nutrition recommendations are you giving young people in the face of COVID-19?
All right. I think as a nutrition advocate, I think it's also my duty as well to look at both aspects of nutrition and wellness. So on the nutrition aspect, I think it's really important as young people that we start to look into indigenous food items. You know, our food system has been compromising. As young people, we disregard a lot of indigenous food items. I think it's high time we start looking at those food items and increase our intake. Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvine utano, but then atiregere kuzvidya tichiti tinomakisa or zvinoita chimusha like. But then those things have really good nutritional value. So for more information, I think people can then look into the UZ Department of Nutrition. They have really good business items on display to show there's no battery up. And also, I think we need to also put the input in our physical fitness. I think a lot of our lifestyles have been changed from manual to the entire coast of Suratakagarapamba, and we really need to look into the physical aspect as well. Because particularly talked of quantity and the quality of food. If you take much quantity of the food, you think I take activity, you also have a form of malnutrition, which is called obesity, which is that is of too much calories. So we need to do a lot of physical, a lot of physical. One of the listeners, I told Rania Homed, skipping Rupiao.
Mm.
I think that's also one of the good things we need to do to keep our bodies in shape so that we do not succumb to any form of malnutrition. Because when people think of malnutrition, they only think of undernourishment, but there's also no overnourishment. To an extent, one that you go, you know, remember more work, which because obviously it is not good.
Mm.
We encourage physical fitness.
Oh. That tender Shukuru. Thank you so much, Webster. As you know, we are in a more like a football team, so we bring in substitutes as and when we see it fit. Thank you so much, Webster Makombe, for joining us. He's a youth nutrition advocate and a student at the University of Zimbabwe. Well done. Spectacular. What do you want to add in terms of nutrition recommendations to young people in the face of COVID-19?
Okay, I agree with Webster and what he has said. And to be honest, there's life after COVID-19 and lockdown, and no one wants to become a couch potato and look overweight after this period. And so, hence, people have to keep watching their diet. People have to keep watching what they eat, especially the youth. Because if we look in the past days and past life we've been living, rarely do the youth get on time to have their meals. And this is a time whereby people are staying at home with their families. They should be on time with meals. They should watch what they eat and make sure they exercise a lot. If they can dance, if that's the favorite thing they can do to wear off the weight and the calories, they can dance, can do gardening, stretching, sharing chores with the family. This is a way of exercising as a youth, and you can make sure you improve yourself and your body and whatever you'll be doing. Right now, my worry is with the other youth that are not accessing this information, that they are not in the... They're not accessing internet. They don't have this group that we have that we discuss. They don't even have this kind of platform you've provided for us to share information on how they can do these things. And my worry is with the people in the grassroots. Those are the people in the rural areas. That's just my worry. These youth, are they getting the information? Are they getting provided this? And we're making all efforts to make sure that we communicate with them and tell them, Zakadai, Zakadai, Zakadai. You should also exercise. You should make sure you eat healthy and watch your weight.
Mm. Thank you so much. I've now brought in Denford. Denford Namo is a nutritionist and is with the Harare City Council. Denford, good morning and welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show.
Good morning, Conrad. How are you today?
Very well. I'm having a great time with Spectacular and Webster and many other youth who are tuned in on Capitalk 100.4 FM. Denford, we went through this question. I want you to give us some more information. Information circulating on social media that a concoction of garlic and lemon can cure the coronavirus. What is your comment?
Okay, much credit goes to Webster and Spectacular. I think they've also hammed on it. But let me just add, let me start by saying there is currently no scientific evidence to prove that garlic and lemon concoctions cure the coronavirus disease.